This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Okay, good evening, friends. Shalom Aleichem. We're continuing in Daf Hashua, we're learning Masechas Nedarim, Daf Yud Ches Amud Aleph. We are four lines from the top. Masa Rav Hamnuna. Rav Hamnuna asks the following question. We're asking a question on Rav Huna. What was the machlokes Rav Huna and Rav Hamnuna? The Gemara said Rav Huna said that Nazir is only chal on Nazir if you said Harini Nazir Hayom, Harini Nazir Lamachar, because since you're adding one day, so then the whole Nazirus is chal. But if you say Harini Nazir Hayom, Harini Nazir Hayom, then a Nazirus chal on Nazirus. And Shmuel says even if you say Harini Nazir Hayom, Harini Nazir Hayom, it is chal. So Rav Hamnuna is going to ask in Rav Huna. It says Nazir Lahazir. It says a double lashon. Nazir Lahazir. Mikan shanazirus chal al hanazirus. From here we learn that one period of nazirus is chal on another period of nazirus. Sheyachal, because I would have thought as follows. V'haloi dinu, it's a kavu chomer. What do you mean? The pasuk tells me that one nazirus is chal on another nazirus. I would think there's no way it's chal. Why? Umash shvua chamura in shvua chala al shvua. If shvua, which is chamur, the gemara later on is going to explain how shvua is chamur. If Shua, which is Chamer, one Shua is not Chal on another Shua, Nazirus Kala Loi Koshikein, certainly Nazirus, which is lenient, one Nazirus should not be Chal on another Nazirus. Tamal Leimer, therefore we have Xeris HaKosev, Nazir Lahazir. Mikansha Nazirus Chala Al HaNazirus. Vrektor of Hamdun, Hei Chidami. I Leimad Amar Harini Nazir Hayom Harini Nazir Lamachar. If the case is where the guy says, I'm a Nazir today, I'm a Nazir tomorrow, Hakrabayi. Do I need a pasuk to tell me the second Nazirus is chal? Obviously, the second Nazirus is chal, because the second Nazirus adds one day, and there's no such thing as one day of Nazirus, so it's a minimum of 30 days. According to Rav Huna, that a Nazir is only chal on Nazirus if you say, Harini Nazir Hayom Nazir Lamachar, why would I need a pasuk? Must be El Alav, the Amar Harini Nazir Hayom Harini Nazir Hayom. The case must be where I say, Harini Nazir Hayom Harini Nazir Hayom. Ukatani Nazirus Chal on Nazirus. And we learn that Nazirus is Chal on Nazirus. So we see that Nazirus is Chal on Nazirus, even if you say Harini Nazir Hayom, Harini Nazir Hayom. So the Gemara says, no, really Harini Nazir Hayom, Harini Nazir Hayom, the Nazirus is not Chal. You know what the case, you know why I need a pasuk of, you know why I need a pasuk of, you know why I need a pasuk of Nazir Lahazir? I need a pasuk of Nazir Lahazir in order to learn out that two Nazirus are chal simultaneously. That if I say I am a kavo two Nazirus bavas achas, then they are chal. Let's see the Ran. The Ran says, the Ran says, "I Masav Rav Hamnuna, I Lema the Amar Harini Nazir Hayom Harini Nazir Machar Hakraboi. The Vada it's certain, given the Mitoys of Yom Yisera, since you're adding one day Bishvul Nazir Shnir for the second Nazirus V'Chamash Shemana Ad Oisayim, and whatever you counted until that day Bishvul Nazirus Rishayna Haya." Was for the first Nazirus, Pshita Shetzach Limnais Lamed Yoim. Of course, you have to count another 30 days, Shein Nazirus Pchusumi Lamed Yoim. To which Gemara says, no, you know what we're talking about over here? Hachab Mayaskinan. Shekibal Alav Beis Nazirus Bavasachas, Kalaimar Vikra Lahachiasa. That's what the Pasuk comes for. Frektaran Vim Taimar Ulaha Kra Lamali. Why would I need a Pasuk for Beis Nazirus Shekibal Alav Bavasachas? Pshita. Isn't it obvious to have a Ka'imer, Harini Nazir, Shishim Yoim? Why would it be any different than someone who said, I'm a Nazir for 60 days? Yesh Laimer, the answer is, Yilav Kra, had an operant in the Pasuk, have a Minu Shiyimna Samach Yoim Ke'acha. That's what I would think you would do. That if you say Harini Nazir, that if you're Makaba on yourself two Nazirs with Asachas, I would think you just can't count 60 days. I would think that's what you do. You count 60 days. You don't bring two karbanos. V'yavi karban, you bring one karban. The pasuk comes Ashvinan the Shtei Naziros Chalukin Hava. There are two independent time periods. The Alkol Lamed for each 30-day period Megaleach you shave Umevi Karvan Zeu Pirush Shmuazu Al Nachin. This is the correct interpretation of this teaching of the Gemara. So the chiddush that if you're mekabel two naziros of asachas that it works. The chiddush is that not that you count 60 days. Of course you'll count 60 days. The chiddush is that you count two independent 30-day periods. Okay, the Gemara now continues because the Gemara started by saying that I would have made a kal v'chomer that if shvua, which is chamor, ain't shvua chal al shvua, neder, which is kal, nezirus, which is kal, all the more so. So Gemara asks, u'may chumra de shvua mi neder? What's the chumra of a shvua over neder? If the chumra is that a shvua is chal, even saying that it has no entity to it, not like somebody swears he's not going to sleep or he's not going to go, and we know that a nether is only chal on an actual item. So in that way, neshvua is more chal than a zirus, but nether nami chamor. A nether is also more chamor than a shvua. Shekein chal ala mitzvah kereshus. A nether is chal on a mitzvah over a reshus. A nether is chal. A nether has a chumrah that a nether is chal on a mitzvah. Let's say you say, I aser this lulav, I aser this sukkah. It's chal because it's an isra chevtza. It's chal on an item of a mitzvah, like a discretionary item, as opposed to a shvua, which is not chal on a mitzvah. Okay? A shvua is nachal. You can't swear you're not going to do a mitzvah because you're mushva va'omer mehar Sinai. So what is the choymer of shvua? The choymer of shvua is elamishum dechsiv ba b'shvua lo yenake. It says by shvua, you will not be cleansed of the sin. It's a very serious prohibition. Chazal tell us that the whole world quaked when Hashem said lo yisisa. When Hashem said, don't swear falsely. So that's the choymer of a shvua. Lo yenake. Now, there's a very interesting ran here. This is not a legislated ran, so I'm afraid to read it. You know, who am I to read a ran that's not been legislated by Daf HaShavua? But I feel like I earned my stripes, you know? At least, I think we could do it. I have, you know, I'm feeling brave tonight. I want to take you to the 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, the ninth wide line. Okay, because we know a nether is chal on a dvar mitzvah. If somebody makes a nether, they're not going to sit in a sukkah. They're not going to take a lulav. They're not going. In other words, they aser the sukkah. They aser the matzah, even though they are bound to with a chi of gavra to eat the matzah. But the matzah is aser to them with an iser chefza. The question the Ran is going to discuss, a very interesting question, is whether a nether is chal on a shvua. Either to uphold the Shvuah or to go against the Shvuah. And then the question is, could a Shvuah be chal on a nether? Okay, so we're going to see now that just like a nether, so to speak, obliterates a mitzvah, it could do that to a Shvuah as well. The Ran says, Bavadai tikihechi de nether chal al dvar mitzvah, just like a nether is chal on a mitzvah, chayol nami ashvuah. She mitzvah u Shvuah ishtein iser gavrahim. A mitzvah or an oath are both isurei gavra. V'chayil alayu isur chevtsa dinadarim levatlam v'sheva al tasa. So if you swore you're going to, let's say, you're mechuyev to eat matzah, you can aser the matzah with an isur neder. Or if somebody swore they're going to eat this piece of bread, they can make a neder to prohibit that piece of bread. Or if somebody swore they're going to eat a piece of bread, you can make a neder to eat it. So a neder could counteract a shvua, a neder could uphold a shvua. The Ran says, "Ef shegam kim shekashim shaneder chal al hashvua levatla, kach hu chal lekaima." So if you swear not to eat this kikar, let's say you swear I'm not going to eat this kikar, and you assert it with a neder, you're chayiv twice. And the reason is a shvua only goes on the gavra, but a neder goes on the chevtsa. But then the Ran says the whopper of the century. Okay, so we see that a neder could be chal on a shvua. Could a shvua be chal on a neder? Let's see this inside. Aval eina shvua is chalis on a darim. Loi levatel, v'loi lekayim. A shvua is not chal on a neder. Not to counteract it and not to fulfill it. She'im asar alatz my kikar. If you asered on yourself a loaf. Okay, so you made a nether, you're not going to eat the loaf. And then you swore to eat it. Of course you can't eat it. Pshita she'en ra'asher lachlai. Or if, let's say, you swore not to eat it. V'cheinami nishba alav shelo yoich lenu. Let's say you swore not to eat it, and you already had a neder. Okay, so the case is, if you assured with an iser neder to eat something, then whether you swore to eat it, you're not to eat it. Whether you swore not to eat it, you're only over on bal yachal devarai. Why don't we say, just like an iser chefs of neder is chal and iser gavra is chal and iser neder. You ready for this? This is ayam v'noira. The answer is, when you first make a shvua, the neder is chal. You know why the neder is chal? Because the neder creates an iser chefza. So if you swore you're not going to, if you swore you're going to eat something, and then you make a neder, so the iser chefza is chal. But the thing is, a shvua will not be chal on an iser neder. You know why? Because once you create an iser chefza on the item, that iser chefza then thereby goes and creates an iser gavra that you're not allowed to eat it. It expands to iser gavra. Yes, shvu is an iser gavra. Neder is an iser chefza. So let's say I say, this bread is aser to me. Okay, so there's an iser chefza to me. But once there's an iser chefza to me, then I have an iser gavra of layachel devarai that I'm not allowed to eat it. I cannot swear both not to eat it, because I'm already now to eat it, and I can't swear to eat it, because there's an iser gavra not to eat it. So a neder cannot be chal, a shvua cannot be chal on a neder. Why not? So the Ran says, Lekalameimar, don't say the chihechi the iser chevtsa, the nedarim, chayal iser gavra, that just like the iser chevtsa of nedarim is chal and iser gavra, hachinami iser gavra the shuas, lechal a iser chevtsa the nedarim. No, mishum the nedarim, kihechi the iser chevtsa, just like nedarim has an iser chevtsa, iser gavra nami isbuhu, it has an iser gavra as well. Shari mikivan shenes, our love, once the item is also to you, kayale blayacha devarai. The high lav iser gavrahu, kachol, therefore, there is no place for a shvua to be chal on nedarim. If you make a shvua, there is a makom for the neder to be chal. That is, if I make a shvua, the only arena I entered is the arena of Isser Gavra. So now I can make a neder and enter the arena of Isser Chevtsa. But if I start out with nedarim, so I started off entering the arena of Iser Chefza, but it automatically expanded to Iser Gavra. Now there's no room for a Shvua to come in. So therefore, if I Aser a Kikar, then I swear to eat it, I can't eat it. Because not only is there an Iser Chefza not to eat it, there's an Iser Gavra not to eat it. Or if I have a neder not to eat something, and I swore not to eat it, there's nothing for the shvua to be chalan. Okay, so this is one of the most fundamental rans in the whole mesachta. And that is, even though the whole mesachta until now, we've been learning shvua is an iser gavra, neder is an iser chevtsa, but that's how it starts. But obviously, if this item is aser to me, and now what precludes me from eating it is layachel devarai. Layachel devarai has morphed into an iser gavra. So When I make a shvua, there's room for neder to be chal. When I make a neder, there's no room for a shvua to be chal. Okay? So you heard it here. On February 24th, 2025, 9:35 p.m., the week of Rosh Chodesh Adar, the amazing run, that even though neder is an Isra Chefza, that's only in its origins, but it ultimately becomes an Isra Gabra. The Gemara continues. Shavua shaloi oichal, shavua shaloi oichal, v'ochal eno chayv ala achas. If I swear I'm not going to eat, I swear I'm not going to eat, and you ate, you're only chayiv once. Amar Rava, Rava said, let's see, what did the Mishnah say? That was the Mishnah on Yud Zayin. Do-do-do-do-do-do-do. I'm only chayiv once. Okay, says the Gemara. So basically, what are we saying? That the second shvua is not chal at all. Amar Rava, Rava said, "Am nishal rishayna shni chal alav." If you ask a chacham to mata the first shvua, the second one is chal. The second one is chal. Memai, how do I know? Midaloi katani eno ela achas. The lashon is enoi chayiv ela achas. You're only liable for one. Right? It says v'kdani eno chayiv ela achas. You're only chayiv for one. It doesn't say there is only one shvua. Midaloi katani. It doesn't say eno ela achas. There's only one. V'kdani instead it teaches eno chayiv ela achas. You're only obligated in one. Rav chahu de lesla. The only thing that's missing here is space. Ki mitshal al chaverta, when you're shoyal to mater, the first shvua, chayla, so then it devolves. In other words, it could have said there's only one shvua here. There's only one shvua in existence here. It doesn't say there's only one shvua in existence. It says you're only chayiv on one. That means really there are two, and if somehow you got rid of the first one, then the second one would be chal. Lishna achrina, another perspective over here. Another lashon chiyuvu hudaleka. It says in the Mishnah, there's no chiyuv. Hashvua ika, but there is an oath. It's a little bit of a different diuk. Not from the fact that it doesn't say that there's only one. It says it's from what it does say. There's no chiyuv. It says you're only chayiv one, but there is a shvua, hashvua ika, l'mai hilchasa, regarding what halacha l'chad rava, d'amar rava, nishal rishana, also shniyat tachteha. Now, could we prove this halacha, that really the shvua is chal to some extent? Lema mesayile, let's bring a proof to this. It says, mi shana dar shtei naziris, someone who made a nether of two naziris, umanas rishana, and he counted the first one, for hifrish carbon, and he separated a carbon. Vinishaleha. And then he was shoyal on the first Naziris. Also Shnei Barishani. He counts the second one is counted in his observing of the first. So what do we see from here? When he originally made the Naziris wasn't Chal B'Chalal. But now, once he's shoyal on it, it not only is Chal, but it actually was observed. So we see that it's, so to speak, it is a Nazirus. Now, this is not exactly like the case of Shvua. The case of Shvua, we're saying the Shvua is there, it just has no room. And once you make room, it's Chal. And this case, Mishanadar Shtei Nazirus, Umanos Rishoina, Vifrish Karban, Osola Shnia Barishoina. Now, what's the case? What exactly is this case? Is the case where he said, Harini Nozer Hayoim, Harini Nozer Hayoim? So is it going according to Shmuel, or is it going according to Rav Huna? According to Shmuel, Harini Nozer Hayoim, Harini Nozer Hayoim, is actually chal. So then it would not be like Shvuah. According to Rav Huna, Harini Nazir Hayom, Harini Nazir Hayom, is not chal. So are we assuming the Brice is like Rav Huna, or is the Brice like Shmuel? And the Gemara says, no, you don't. Presumably, this is going like Rav Huna, that Harini Nazir Hayom, Harini Nazir Hayom is not chal. But if you're mashal on the first one, then the second one, will be chal. So the proof to Rava is within the shita of Rav Huna. And the Gemara says, no, it's not a proof, because you know what we're talking about over here? Kagoin shekiba olav shtei nazirus v'das achas. We're talking about where you're mekabel two nazirus at the same time. Now, let's see the Ran. Lema Messiah, mish another base nazirus. Manda Messiah, it is a very important Ran. Okay, here we go. Man de Messiah le Rava, the one that brings the support to Rava meha al karchan k'Rav Huna svirale. Perforce goes like Rav Huna. The Amar de ba'omer harini nazar hayom harini nazar hayom, ein naziras chala naziras. It has to be going according to Rav Huna. And if you say harini nazar hayom, that the naziras is not chala on the naziras, because if it goes like Shmuel, that harini nazar hayom Yesh Naziros Achar Naziros, then there's no proof to Shvuah, because by Shvuah it wasn't Chal, and yet it will be Chal once you're matter the first one. The Ikh Shmuel Svirle the Amar Dafil Bechi Hai Gavna Naziros Chal Naziros. If it's going according to Shmuah that Harini Nazir Hayom Harini Nazir Hayom Naziros is Chal Naziros, may come Asai Leil Rava. What's the proof to Rava? Dilma Shani Hacha. Maybe here it's different. When you made the nether of Naziris, they're both chal. Mishem hachi, that's why kishenit shal al rishayna. When you're matter the first one, also loishniya barishayna, the second one could be counted when you observe the first one. But you don't have a proof to a shvua case. Ava b'shvuais, but by shvua shabashah shenishba, when you swore loichal shvua shniya la'olam, the second show was nachal. I will tell you that if it wasn't chal, then it's not chal now. So if you're going like Shmuel, the Naziris is chal on the Naziris, you can prove to Shvua. Maybe only by Naziris, where they're both chal now. So that's why if you're matter the first one, then the second one will have been counted. But by Shvuah, where the second one wasn't chal, maybe it's not chal later. Elevade mishum desrile k'Rav Huna. The makshin, the messayeya, must hold like Rav Huna. So since he holds like Rav Huna, messayele. V'hachi kamar. This is what he means to say. Vaday ha masnisa. Certainly this braisa, the Oimar Harini Nazar Yom Harini Nazar Yom Metukma. It's talking about Harini Nazar Yom, Vafilu Hachi. Nevertheless, Nihi Dibishosh Nadar Loichal Nadar Sheni. True, at the time you made the nether, the second nether is Nachal. Ki Mitchal Nadar Risha in Chayo. When you matter the first one, the second one is Chal. Uchid Rava, like Rava taught. Now maybe you say, maybe the case is Harini Nazar Hayom Harini Nazar Lamachar. Maybe that's why it's chal. So the Ran says that can't be. That can't be. Why? Even though earlier on the Gemara said the case is harini nazar hayom harini nazar lamachar, but right now the Gemara feels that can't be the case, because then it should not be also loy, because you'll still have one extra day that you didn't observe. The iba im harini nazar hayom harini nazar lamachar askinan, and that's why it said also loy shnia berishayna, because when you made the second nether, they're both chal, then hechi katani da also lashnia barishaina. How could you say that the second nazirus will have been effective when you counted the first? Ha'ika yoyma yisera. There's an extra day. And this Gemara feels it's doichik to say what the Gemara earlier said, that it's talking about besides that day, and ultimately the Gemara says, the dachi, the Gemara answers, the hacha kagan shekibel av shtei nazirus v'asa achas askin. And we're talking about your mekabel two Naziras simultaneously. Mishamachi, therefore, kinishal al rishayna, when you are mashal on the first, also lo yishniya barishayna, the second one helps for the first, lefi shabashah shanadar, because at the time you made the neder, have a shtei Naziras ruyos lachal. The reason is because both the Naziras were roy to be chal, avo b'shvuos, but by shvua lo oilam emelach, really I'll tell you, the kivan de shniya lo yichayla, since the second one is not chal, then it's not going to be reawakened. Ki afge mi pume, since it wasn't chal when you emitted it from your mouth, then maybe ki mitchal rishayna, when you matter the first one, nami loy chayla, it's not going to be chal either. Okay, so that is the sugya of yesh nazirus besaych nazirus, but ein shua besaych shvua. And then tomorrow we begin a new sugya. By the way, the Rana on Yud Ches Amud Beis says, in halacha we pass in like Rava, that even though this support has been refuted, nevertheless, the simple way of learning this brisa does support Rava, that Rava said, "Im nishal al rishayna, shnia chala alav." Here, Rabbi Say, have a great night. Kol tov, everyone.
Have a good night, Rabbi.
Good night, good night.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.